Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your band break. Go get
me. As Atlanta Rhythm Section with our anthem, ladies and gentlemen. The Small Business Anthem, I call it. Even when times get tough and you've had enough, still got to try. I know that's what you do, folks. It's the reason why you're my heroes. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. The world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Adrian Ott is our guest. Adrian C. Ott is the name of the book, The 24-Hour Customer. She's the CEO of Exponential Edge. And she's our good friend, Adrian. Thanks again for being here. Adrian is helping us think about the performance of our organization, of our teams, in a quality way through the concept of agile, right? Adrian, this is another variation on the quality process, part of the quality process family, I guess maybe we could say. What do you think?
Yes, I would agree with that, Jim. I think think of when we talk about Agile is this is almost like a Robert's Rules of Order for how you should be conducting marketing and business planning processes.
Mm-hmm. So this is strictly for, you know, this isn't for your systems. This isn't for your assembly line. This is for your business process. So where would you start? What's the first thing we should work on?
Well, I think what's nice about Agile and what I've seen in a lot of the companies we've been working with is you can actually just put pieces of this in and mm-hmm. see how it goes. And you don't have to do it across the organization. It's not like you're putting a marketing automation system in and everybody's all hands on deck. You could take a group in your business and you could say, okay, this week we're going to start with stand-up meetings. You know, we're going to, which is a set of time box meetings. I mean, who likes to sit in meetings, right? Nobody. But what, a concept that I like about in these stand-ups is that they're time boxed to about 15 minutes is the average I've seen. And similar to Robert's Rules of Order, everyone on the team that's playing a role in trying to meet the objective is saying, what did I do yesterday? What am I going to do today toward this goal? And what are the roadblocks that I encounter? And that's it.
Does this help people net out their what they're trying to accomplish? So we don't have people who just can't seem to get out there. They can't seem to net things out.
Yes, yes. The other thing that's really great about this, Jim, you had mentioned in your last hour about how people, you're challenged with getting experienced people on board and
right.
trying to recruit people.
Right.
This is a wonderful
22%
way. 22%
said that was their problem.
Yeah, so this is a wonderful way. If you have newer people on the team, they can see what everybody else is working on. They
right.
can feel part of the team. And, you know, this doesn't cost you anything. As a business owner, it gets everyone on the same page.
Well, the stand-ups are high energy, too, aren't they?
They are. I mean, some of the companies that we work with are also doing them virtually. So it doesn't have to be a physical stand-up. But the idea is you're standing up. I mean, how many times have we gone to staff meetings and it's just been this rambling agenda
right.
or a
right.
different agenda? And this is all about, okay, we've agreed as a team we're going to meet this goal in this sprint,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of like a project. It's like a mini project
right.
that you're saying, okay, and sprints typically last somewhere between 1 to 4 weeks, I've seen. And again, in the software world, if you're in the development side, it's much more specific. But
right.
what we're seeing in marketing and business planning is they're doing what makes sense for their case. And
does it help? So it helps these teams to give these activities a name, to give them a nomenclature like stand-ups, like sprints. Does it help to call up? Okay, so this is going to be a sprint. I'm introducing a sprint. I expect this to take us 3 weeks. Whatever is that what you do?
Yes, yes. The sprint, I mean, effectively a sprint is like the mini project that,
mm-hmm.
Or the project that you have agreed that you're going to work on in the next
So
week.
A sprint might be maintenance on something we've already been doing.
It could be. Now, the thing that's interesting about it is a sprint is usually about an outcome and relates to a customer story. And, Jim, I know you are all about the customer.
Yep.
And so it's really trying to tie it back to not just, for example, on the software side, it's not just, hey, we're going to add this feature. It's the story of we're going to help our customers do X, Y, Z better.
Here's what I'd like to see them doing is and this is where I think what you're talking about would be perfect for this. You know, one of my big non-negotiables is if you don't know what your customers want, and if you aren't working on that, then you got a customer that anybody can take away from you.
Right, and this is where the having these stories embedded into the project, because
right.
It's really meaning you're working toward that customer and what that customer needs.
Right. If you show up, or if a customer wakes up one morning and they think about their customers, which they are, we all do, and in any time in that thought process, they imagine that your company is out there having a stand-up meeting or working on a sprint project to help them help their customers, that's a customer you can't run off.
That's true.
So you're actually
solving those problems.
And I like the fact that you're including the story in it. Because the story is how you help the customer know that you're what you're doing is helping them help their customers.
Yes, so it's embedding, you know, from a getting back to the quality perspective, it's embedding the quality of trying to serve that customer into what you do, and everybody can start to think about what that customer really wants and needs.
You've written about this recently. Can they find this on your website? Is there a newsletter? How can they find this report that you've done?
Well, I'm going to be publishing information on my on my blog on LinkedIn. Soon.
Okay.
So if they want to look me up on LinkedIn under my name, they will be able to find this shortly. And
Adrian Ott, folks, so look for that. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.